This is Adavin Srantz, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. Aquatic plants are a natural part of the aquatic ecosystem used by many different animals either as food or as a hiding place. Many people find aquatic plants interesting and attractive. However, as with any naturally occurring organism, they may interfere with people's activities either by overabundance or by their mere presence. When this occurs, the plants are considered weeds and some control may be desired. Different problems occur in different types of water. The most common aquatic vegetation problems occur in ponds. Abundant vegetation affects the fish populations in these bodies of water. Small fish hide in the vegetation, making them unavailable to predators. This will often result in overpopulation and stunting of certain species of fish. Excessive vegetation interferes with fishing, swimming, and boating, and dead, decaying vegetation produces offensive odors. A more serious problem results from the oxygen deficiency caused by the decaying vegetation. This can occur at almost any time of the year, but the most common times are in midsummer and in midwinter. Summer kills usually occur after periods of hot, calm, cloudy weather. During these times, the plants greatly reduce their photosynthesis, but continue to respire and often die and decompose. Problem weed species must be identified before an appropriate weed control practice can be selected. Aquatic plants are classified by a similar growth habitat as algae, floating plants, submerged plants, immersed plants, or marginal plants. Control of aquatic weeds can be subdivided into four general categories: prevention, mechanical and physical, biological, and herbicides. Often a combination of these practices is necessary for adequate control. Effective planning and aquatic system management often eliminates or greatly reduces the need for costly and time-consuming weed control practices. Aquatic weed problems typically occur in clear, shallow water that is high in nutrients. Ponds or lakes should be constructed so that shallow water areas are minimized by shaping the sides with a 3-to-1 slope, 3 feet horizontal to 1 foot vertical drop, down to a depth of at least 3 feet. Excessive nutrients should be prevented from getting into the water since they will stimulate rapid plant growth. Common sources of nutrients are runoff from livestock holding areas, septic tank drainage, and heavily fertilized fields. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Srantz with your K-State Research and Extension Report.